As I'm sure all of you are aware already, we'll talk about it, but Stav killed himself this week, and so we'd like to just, obviously this is going to be the last episode, but...
I mean, I think we should keep going.
Yeah, I mean, we will, but I'm saying I think this should be the last episode.
It should be, probably.
And we'd like to dedicate. What the fuck is wrong with my head?
Dedicate.
I'd like to dedicate this message to mental health.
Yeah.
We got to be talking about mental health. Because when I wrote Donda 7, uh-huh. When Donda 7 was on the way out,
yeah.
I said, I love the way he says his mom's name. Donda. Yeah.
Also, the Donda, guy.
He's got a weird.
The guy in the documentary, he's like, Kaye.
Yeah.
The emphasis is on the second
when
syllable.
When you write a song. You're not thinking about the music. You're thinking about the way the language uh-huh. is related to your subconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got, I mean, he has like a weird accent.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Kanye's got like a weird accent, right?
I don't think
so. Sorry, I'm late, guys. I was having the gentrified urge to open the third coffee shop on the same block in Brooklyn.
When you have the gentrified urge to open the third coffee shop on the same block in Bushwick, it's the same. Let's just go. I'm going to do Kanye reading Ian's
tweets. Kanye reading Ian's tweets. I think it's just like a little mentally ill, a little gay. You know,
Ian Fire Dance. Was this Twitter? E-Animal?
E-Animal. So.
Yeah, which is an awful pun. Doesn't make any sense.
E-Animal 69 for anyone.
E-Animal.
And you're going to want to go check out...
It only makes sense if you have like a fucking mid-Atlantic accent.
E-Animal. It's the animal.
Yeah, my name's Ian.
I'm Ian.
When you post a picture yesterday with someone... That someone is Dave Chappelle, and we stand together as comics, but I do not agree with him on transgender issues.
Wait, it's so funny.
Yeah, I'm trying to do Kanye. If he were had all of Ian's thoughts.
I see.
But a seeker like him isn't done evolving. Please see the thread for my full apology. Thank you.
Dude, he was making fun of Patton
on the gentrified in the gentrified urge tweet,
which is so beautiful.
Everyone is all the boys, and thank you to all the boys are being like, this is the best tweet I've ever seen in my life.
And go ahead and listen if you haven't retweeted that tweet,
just go ahead and
do it again.
Retweeting it, I want to get it to 150,000 likes.
Let's get it viral, baby.
When you have the gentrified urge, what does Kanye sound like?
I don't know.
So anyway, but he is literally just responding to every single.
That's awesome. You know what? I'm gonna let you just retweet it, Adam. I'm gonna let it breathe for like a couple days, and then I'm gonna retweet it to kind of.
I retweeted it today. Stop doing it.
I'll give it a couple days.
Give it 4 days.
Give it 4 days.
4 days.
And guys, if you're listening to this, go look it up. He tweeted on
the tweet is
on January 14th, 2022.
A moment in Twitter history.
Ian Fight 90 Day Fidance, 90 Day Fidance.
The tweet is the gentrified urge to open the third coffee shop on one block in Brooklyn.
Comedy just doesn't get cleaner and more concise.
It was at 4:42 p.m. on January 14th, Twitter for iPhone.
You know, I'm like, am I living in another timeline? The pandemic started in 2020. How the fuck are people saying 3 years of a pandemic?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like Kanye?
Not really.
Like what does he sound like?
You got a little something there. You got a little piece of it, but I don't know exactly what.
How am I so dumb? Oh, this is just somebody else. This is just people responding.
Oh.
I'm Ian and I'm gay. Well, my name is Kanye and I'm Ian Fidance and I'm gay.
I'm gay and I'm Obama.
Is there a more perfect show than 30 Rock? Unfuckwithable.
Yeah, it's a good show.
He's right about that.
He's right. It's good.
LOL, Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna in 2009 and won a Grammy 3 years later. Save the Crocodile tears over Louis C.K.
You're going a little like
it's a little Southern.
A little Southern.
He is. He is from Chicago. He is Southern, though.
No, he's from Chicago.
Well, all black people are Southern.
No, I don't think he... Isn't his dad from like Southern Maryland? His dad opened an oxygen bar in like Charles County or some shit.
Did he?
Or Calvert County. Yeah, I swear to God.
Entrepreneur.
Something really strange.
But where a lot of the like the black, I think, like mid-Atlantic accent comes from is people from like South Carolina moving to the mid-Atlantic.
Sure, but still, you went a little.
You gave it a little too much.
When you poo in your pants, if you make poo in your pants... Then you've done doo-dooed. You made yourself a doo-doo.
You done doo-dooed yourself.
You've doo-dooed yourself.
You done doo-dooed yourself, boy.
You've become a done doo-dooed gentleman.
I'm done doo-dooed gentleman.
Everybody's talking about Crocodile Dundee, but
How about Crocodile Doo-Doo?
How about Crocodile Done Doo-Doo, and he's going doo-doo in his pants? Because he's scared of the alligator, Joe Rogan.
That ain't no shit.
Because he's scared of the alligator, Joe Rogan. And that's when with the latest album, Donda 19, I was thinking
which you could only play on a Nintendo DS,
which,
by the way.
It has to be played. You got to get an automatic letterbox, and you put the CD in the side, and the sounds it makes when it breaks, that's the album.
It only plays on the Zojirushi rice cooker when it's done cooking.
The
I thought, what if you spent thousands of dollars on appliances, and it still didn't bring your mom back? That's what I was thinking about when I did this. I said, if I met an alligator, I would doo-doo in my pants myself.
I would done doo-doo.
Wow. I would be crocodile
done doo-doo.
Ian has it. Wow.
Go ahead.
No, it's not funny enough.
Well,
you're
going
to have to give us something.
They have the aboriginal people.
Okay, this is good.
That's an interesting
word. Girls are like cats.
Why don't I say original people?
This is good. This is him retweeting himself from December.
A long December.
It's not just December. I believe it's December 2019.
Maybe
this will be better.
I remember this tweet. Yeah.
Girls are like cats. Give them too much attention and they'll run away, but ignore them just enough and they'll show you their butthole.
That's very good, Ian. Not a bad tweet. Really awesome to retweet it 3 years later for no real reason. He just can't give himself. He can't even just take a rare dub. He has to be like, I need 40 more likes on this. Damn, I need some water. We had a very salty lunch. We had sushi. Mm-hmm. We had fucking miso soup.
Ian Fidance on TikTok.
Everyone's bi. No, honey. Every girl is
honey,
bi.
Honey, okay? Shut up.
Fucking guys are not bi, okay? Girls will get drunk at a party and be like, oh my God, we made out. It was crazy. If I make out with this guy at a party, we are no longer friends. Okay?
That's funny.
It's not happening.
He's being very biphobic for a bi man.
Because it reminds me of like all the silly dating shows that I like to watch. So I thought it would be fun to use this as if I was on a dating show.
You got the full experience, folks. You watch TikTok at home, and now you can watch TikTok on the show.
Yeah, you can listen to us.
You can listen to TikTok.
By the way, my TikTok is, the algorithm works. My shit is all girls with huge tits.
Really?
Just nothing else. It's awesome.
They know what you like.
They really, the Chinese have us figured out.
I'd let Trump dig up my grandmother and grab her by the pussy if it lowered the gas prices.
Is that Ian?
Yep.
No,
it doesn't.
He didn't just tweet that.
Yeah, 3/26/22.
Trump, grab her by the
pussy.
He's
not even the president. And climate change. Don't get me started.
Oh fuck, that's so awesome.
That's a good one.
That's an awesome. That might be better than. That might be better than the gentrified urge.
No, it's not.
You're right. The gentrified urge is.
Buy a
gentrified urge is good.
Is incredible.
By a whisker.
But throwing in grab her by the pussy March 2022.
This is funny with the Grammy thing about Louis C.K. and the Crocodile Tears. I didn't realize that was a tweet thread that goes on.
Oh, nice.
Hey, morons of Twitter. Chris Brown physically assaulted Rihanna, didn't spend a day in jail, got probation, broke it, didn't face cons.
Okay, what does that have to do?
Louis pulled his dick out and was a creepy pervert, never even clutches their pearls, and thinks he should be banished from society forever. Nothing will ever be good enough to make up for. You don't care about Louis. And you can't even name the woman he quote unquote abused.
Yes, I can. Michelle Obama.
What is he?
You can't name her?
You don't care about
what
this.
What is that? I mean, quite literally, if there's a sexual assault allegation, you shouldn't name the person.
Yeah.
Remember
when Ian was like, there's a real good documentary about the Michael Brown case that was made by black leaders. And he listed off what it was. It was just nothing but classic black conservatives that were just like, it was awesome.
What's her name?
He just
Thomas Sowell, Samuel Jackson from Django.
Candace Owens,
Darth Vader.
It was like a bunch of black leaders.
The media doesn't want you to know the truth about Mike Brown.
It's like his politics are so awesome.
They rock. He's doing a bit where he's shitting on bi people as a bisexual man.
As the most bisexual person ever. Actually, I guess not most.
Yeah, the thing is, people say, oh, well, like a woman can be bi, but if a guy is a bi, then they're just fucking gay.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the reason people say that is because of guys like Ian.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Instead of being so biphobic, you should be out there being less gay.
This is great. It's a quote tweet of someone saying at @IanAnimal69 saw you outside the Montrose stop the other day. Just wanted to let you know that you were looking nice. So then Ian says, thank you, and next time say hi instead of observing me from afar and tweeting about it days later. Crazy face.
Oh man.
Observing me.
You're listening to the Ian podcast show.
You're listening to us thinking about our friend Ian.
The Ian podcast by Dan.
Oh, they just solved the Zodiac killer on Nash Bridges.
Yeah, we're watching TV right now.
He made this an animated GIF. It's him just pointing at the camera. And
well, that's awesome.
It could just be a regular photo. It
could be a picture. He does nothing.
For no reason.
Why is it a GIF?
He made this a GIF.
In fact, it's confusing as a GIF.
Why is that a GIF?
Like, is something going to happen?
He had retweeted this post. It's just a picture of Tony Soprano. And it says, you wake up as Tony Soprano. What do you do?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is, here we go.
I will say,
wow, this is insane. They arrested Will Smith today in Los Angeles. # Will Smith, Will and Chris. JK, y'all, you just got fi-danced. Happy April Fools.
Oh, my God. Who fell for that?
He says, okay, what the fuck? I thought this was a pick. Why is it a gif? How did you accidentally make an animated gif? I don't know how to make one of these.
I know, it's awesome. You do that. It's also like being the guy who sends fake links on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
He's in a Rick Roll. Oh, I love him so much.
I know. I wish he was here because I do want to just.
I want him to defend himself.
Exactly. Yeah. This is unfair.
Should we just call him, dial him in?
Yeah, I've missed all his guest appearances because he's been filling in for me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Nash Bridges is giving the Zodiac Killer his gun.
I love Nash Bridges, dude.
Yeah, it's a good show. You got Cheech. Cheech hanging out. Cheech is a fucking awesome dude.
One more doesn't mean anything to me. It should. Blast his ass, Nash.
Oh, this is good. Conflict with Russia, ? Sheesh. Why are we Putin up with this, folks?
Oh, come on.
It's Ian retweeting a compliment on his joke from Lil Miss B. I can't stop laughing. It's so wrong and perfect. The LOL Will Smith will take let his wife take a dick. You can't take a dick.
It's so wrong and perfect.
It's so wrong and perfect. That's Ian's tweets are like a little piece of dark chocolate for the fattest secretary you've ever seen.
I love him. Yeah. He posts.
It's so wrong and so fucking perfect. I would say that's all of Ian's writing.
Yeah, all LOL at the idea that Chris Rock made fun of somebody with a disability for being bald. If that's true, I'm very quickly becoming disabled.
Oh boy. You are, Ian.
My dad would like that.
He would. Yeah. That's Bill Maher writing.
That's
right
Bill
there.
Maher level.
Yeah. That would be awesome if Ian started writing for Bill Maher.
I actually just quit my job. My last day was 2 days ago.
No shit!
I'm on vacation!
Oh, yeah. What work did you do?
I was a store manager at Sunglass Hut. Fuck
yeah, dude!
That rules. I was the store manager at Sunglass Eye.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome.
He's so nice. He's so nice. Oh, my God.
How do you
people
work?
I actually just quit my job. My last
day
was 2 days ago.
No shit.
I'm on vacation.
Hell yeah. What work did you do?
I was the store manager at Sunglass
Eye. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's so cool. You used to manage a Sunglass Hut. That's
fuck
awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
He's so nice. That's so nice.
I was the store manager at Sunglass
Hut. Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
It gets funnier every time. It gets better every time.
I can't breathe.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh my god.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's really, really good stuff, man.
Fuck yeah.
Oh fuck, my stomach.
My stomach.
That's so good.
Oh, fucking Ian.
Just an awesome guy. You're going to have an awesome time around Ian. That lady was smiling all day afterwards.
She was so happy. She got to talk to the comic. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
She was talking like she was in an Oprah, audience.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on vacation.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. That rules. Manager at Sunglass Hut, dude. I'm trying to get me some Oakleys. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get some
wraparounds.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, God.
There goes Monk. You guys ever watch Monk?
Yeah, dude.
Shaloub with Big Shaloub?
Dude, Shaloub, mm-hmm. You can fuck my bitch.
Would you let Tony Shaloub fuck your bitch?
I think probably.
Here's a good
honestly.
One. His musical notes. Got in one little fight at the Oscars and the world got scared.
Now that is a fucking masterpiece. That is a fucking masterpiece right there.
Yeah. Somebody just replied, I prefer to fight with pen and legislation.
Pen and legislation.
Oh, fuck.
Got one little fight at the Oscars and the world got scared.
That's the thing,
he
starts off with a joke that's already bombing and then he makes it worse because he tries to like make it a society thing.
Yeah.
It's always like, knock, knock, who's there? Orange. And it's like, Orange who? And he's like, aren't you glad it took 20 years to get out of Afghanistan? Yeah. Baba booey, bing bing ling ding long ding dong. Yeah, what's happening, man?
Bonk bonk.
You know, weapons of mass destruction. I don't see any.
Okay, all right, here's a good one. Quote tweet. So this is a bill to make daylight savings permanent has passed the U.S. Senate.
It's knock knock. Who's there? The weapons of mass destruction because they don't exist.
You're right. Right. That's good.
Yeah.
Give me it, Adam.
All right. So this. Okay. First of all, getting rid of daylight savings is a great idea. It's stupid. It's stupid when shit gets dark at 4. Whatever. So breaking a bill to make daylight savings permanent just passed the U.S. Senate. Ian's quote tweet. U.S. citizens. Can you erase student debt, give us health insurance, make sure we don't go to World War III, or at least lower the price of gas? U.S. government. No, but we can do this to prove that time isn't real.
To prove that time isn't real?
I don't get that.
That's awesome.
I love him.
Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Play
Everyone, go buy some merch off Ian's website.
Yeah, buy merch.
Go put see Vermont, Ian, and
I think he already did that.
April 1st. Oh, yeah. That's already. We'll just plug Ian's dates. We'll make up for it. by plugging Ian's dates. I was a manager at a sunglass hut.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That rules.
fuck. He's such a like purely good human being too.
Oh fuck, dude.
I gotta find it again. I gotta watch it one more time.
Just one more, dude.
Just once more, please.
One more time.
Oh hell yeah, we're back to the JJ this commercial where they have him with the weirdest green screen background.
You ever see him do stand up?
No, I never have.
That was a guy. I remember when I was like young comic. That was a guy that would come to your shitty clubs.
Yeah, Irwin would book him.
Yeah, and you'd be like, "Wow."
Yeah.
Like in your mind, because like the celebrity is just one sphere.
Yeah.
So that's like, to me, as a retarded young man.
Yeah.
That was no different than if they were like, we have Bruce Willis coming.
Yeah. Which, by the way, shout out to Bruce. Something's fucked up with his head top.
I can't remember.
And we're praying for you, Big Brucey. Thank you for all the years of entertainment.
What do you do for work?
I actually just quit my job. My last day was 2 days ago.
No shit.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
What
work did you do?
I was the store manager at the sunglass
hut. Fuck yeah, dude. That rules.
Fuck, that's awesome. That rules.
I remember being in a new
like, oh shit, this is brought to you by my bookie.
My bookie.
Mybookie.ag.
What a really a fucking excellent website.
An excellent website that's on the up and up with all of their financial transactions.
And so I met the Cushy Dream. I know this is not a Cushy Dreams read, but I met the Cushy Dreams guy.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy that said that I tanked his business.
No. That was his brother. But the other two guys that you met.
Yeah.
Oh, where were we in Phoenix?
No, they were at the stand. They were in town.
Oh, they were in town.
And I don't know how it is, but like, there's like a way that fucking only people that are in the weed business know how to wear a bandana and like a fitted hat. It's like a specific kind of
like a flat brim fitted.
Yeah, but then they also have like the bandana that I've only seen weed guys.
It's kind of an X Games like motocross it is. Look.
Yeah. I don't
it's
know.
It's a Travis Pastrana style.
Yeah. Mybookie.ag is a gambling website for the gentlemen of the card.
That's right.
For you know, if you're somebody that works at Sunglass Hut,
if you're a former manager at Sunglass Hut, if you have your Sunglass Hut severance package, you want to gamble. Well, no finer place to do it than mybookie.ag.
I was just a clerk at Radio Shack.
Fuck yeah, dude!
Fuck yeah, dude!
That rules!
He's so nice.
I was the shift supervisor at McDonald's, the overnight shift supervisor at McDonald's.
Fuck yeah, dude! That rules!
Bet on anything, anywhere, anytime. Your first deposit bonus is up to $1,000 plus a $10 casino chip that you can play on their digital online casino.
That's incredible.
Also, 150% casino bonus up to $750. 100% sports welcome bonus. You can play with Bitcoin. They got table games, live casino, slots. They got NBA odds, NHL odds, and they have live in-game wagering that you can. They adjust the odds throughout the game. You can cash out all this crap.
And we got some big stuff to gamble on coming up.
Yeah, oh, the NBA playoffs are starting this week, in fact. I'm pissed off because I'm going to be in Toronto this weekend. There's still tickets available for the Friday late show. All the other ones are sold out. But I'm pissed because I wanted to see the Raptors play the Sixers.
But they're going
to
be Philly.
The Raptors didn't have home court, you fucking Canadian pieces of shit.
You blew it.
You fucked my ass. I wanted to watch a playoff game. But if you're from the comfort of your own home and you want to wager on these games, we got incredible first-round matchups. We got the Celtics will likely face the Nets. You got fucking Dallas. Now Luka's hurt. They're playing the fucking Jazz. The Jazz suck shit, but with Luka hurt, does that open the door for them? You know, Milwaukee's playing Chicago. They're going to fuck their asses. No questions asked about that. But then we've got some potentially nice second-round series. I mean, Memphis could play Golden State in the second round. That'd be something fucking wild. There's a lot of great stuff to look at. The bitch-ass Lakers are out of it. All their fans are gay.
What's it called, Adam, where you shoot things diagonally?
Like the movie Wanted?
Yeah, what's that called?
I don't know, bullet bending?
Something like Tilted or something?
Yeah, they do that. Nash Bridges would do that a lot. It's always,
they're doing it right now.
It's always at an angle.
Yeah.
Well, because they're in San Francisco.
Yeah, everything's on an angle.
To show that it's downhill.
Yeah.
Now, that's good directing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my memory of the show as a
kid. This is Don Johnson being like, I'm still a piece of ass.
Yeah. He is, dude. He's still now. He's probably like 85 years old, and he looks better than I do.
Yeah, dude. His
daughter is also hot.
On Eastbound and Down, he was looking good back then, too. His daughter's all right.
Have you seen Dead Bang?
I haven't.
You should watch that, dude. That movie is amazing.
I should. We've had this conversation. I'm going to watch it. I never do.
Yeah, I was blown away. I thought it was going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And what is it? Is it Frankenheimer? It's Frankenheimer.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trailer made it look like it was,
that extra had big tits.
So anyway, guys, if you want to bet on the NBA play-in tournament,
he just pushes a building over.
Yeah,
it's not attached to the ground in any way. Car's empty. How did he do it? Oh, it's a child,
it's a little kid. Wait, who is that guy? That guy's an actor now.
Yeah.
Wait,
what is he in?
I don't know.
He's
really familiar.
That's Justin Guarini, I think.
He does have a Guarini type look. He's got the green eyes.
He's light skinned.
Don Johnson. Yeah, look at this. Look how dated this intro is.
I know.
This was like everything. And I remember this looking like new as shit.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I was like, damn, everything's going to look like this in the future.
I respect Don Johnson being like, yeah, let me just do old version of Miami Vice.
Dude, they're bringing Nash Bridges back, right?
With him?
Yes.
That's awesome.
She was like, I always loved the character. He just won a bunch of money in a lawsuit, too.
For what?
He owned like half
Louis C.K. jacked off.
Yeah.
And you know what? Save your crocodile tears, because Chris Brown beat the shit out of him.
And that was 20 years ago.
And Louis beat his own dick. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown beat Rihanna.
And that's a real equivalency that makes a lot of motherfucking sense.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? So welcome. I'm a defense attorney for men who masturbate in front of women.
If you go to
fuck yeah, dude. That rules.
If you go to mybookie.ag and you sign up with promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
Either works. So if you try one and it doesn't work, do not try the other one. Give up.
Try the other one. Don't listen to Nick.
Now listen to me.
You could play Baccarat, American Roulette, European Roulette, War.
Well, there's different kinds
of play war. You play fucking high card, low card on the line with a stranger.
Caribbean
That's
poker.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Craps.
For money.
Triple edge.
You're really
poker.
Just a fucking degenerate that needs to feel something completely
Imagine
randomly.
Imagine doing that.
And it's a cartoon on a computer
screen.
Just
a digital coin flip game where you play $100 hands.
Yeah.
There's a game called Red Dog.
Look at this guy's name, Robert Richard.
Robert Richard.
Three-card rummy.
That was great. Maybe that's Robert Richard right there.
It might be. Are you sure it's not Richard?
No, it said Robert here. Are we one?
It had an E in the end?
No. Hi, Gao, for all of our Chinese listeners.
Leo's big score is the episode.
This is the episode of Leo's
big score. Pay attention here. Guest starring Robert Richard.
Oh, Richard, I said it. That's great.
That's a very funny way to spell your name. RICHARD.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this kid's been a lot of shit as an adult. I mean, he's old as shit now.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Turd Kressler?
We can look it up. Leo's big score.
Eric Turd Kressler.
Anyway, listen, I'm in Toronto this weekend. The tour for me is finally ending. I'm fucking tired. The road is sucking my dick. But we've got a couple big dates left before I take a whole summer sabbatical. Toronto this weekend, Providence the 28th through the 30th, Washington, D.C. the 12th through the 15th, and then Philadelphia the 16th through the 18th.
For some reason.
Oh, and San Diego the 19th through the 22nd. Ian will be there. He will be saying, fuck yeah, dude, to
people
everyone.
Have been asking me about t-shirts. The merch is going to drop at some point in the next 2 weeks. Keep an eye out. It's going to be on a website, adamfreeland.com, probably. Le Jackpot de Leo is what... Google calls this episode Leo's Big Score. I don't know why.
And also subscribe to my YouTube channel. I am dropping my special there in May. I still have to tweak a couple things, so I don't have the exact final date, but it's happening for sure in May. I promise. I've promised 100 times it's actually happening. Probably middle of May.
Oh, it's Robert Richard.
It's him. That's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, Leo.
What else has he been in?
He has been in Coach Carter.
Yup. Yes.
Yes. Wait, that's where he taught him how to play the game, but he also taught him how to play the game of life.
Right.
House of Wax.
I don't remember.
Cousin Skeeter, of course. Yeah. Yep. Famously on the show, Cousin Skeeter.
Yep.
One
on One.
Something called California.
You ever watch One on One on UPN? That's where I know him from.
I thought his name was Michael Glue.
No.
Okay. Well, who is Michael Glue?
I don't know. One on One was awesome. It was supposedly set in Baltimore. It was one of those UPN shows.
That show really bothered me.
I loved it. I thought the daughter was hot.
I think it was just like it was at a time in my life where I think I like when I was younger than that, I was like, every show is good because it's on TV.
Right.
If it's on TV, then they're right and I'm wrong.
I think that's still right.
And then when I saw that, I was like, I'm not laughing at it. It didn't make me laugh.
I wanted to fuck the daughter. She was hot.
Well, who the fuck is Michael Glue? This guy.
You know who Robert Richard is, guys? There's a white version of him who's evil in every movie.
No, here we go.
If you look at, there's a guy that looks just like
this guy. Microsoft Most Valuable Professional Business Applications, Michael Glue from Canada.
I don't think that's it.
I guess I was confusing the two of them.
Robert Richard is in
a Dynamics 365 Business Central developer since 2001, beginning with Navison 2.60.
That's probably
they don't
what
really look.
Of.
He kind of looks like Jim Norton.
He does.
So maybe I was confusing Jim Norton with Michael Glue.
Right. Right.
And then
probably.
Who the fuck did I thought the other guy was Patrice O'Neal.
We should watch this movie. It's called Chocolate City : Vegas, but it looks like it is okay. It
Chocolate.
Is,
that's the Adam so Friedland
it is,
story.
Your asshole.
It is like a
that's the Adam Friedland story.
It's like a black version of Magic Mike, right? So in this one, the exotic dancers
what do they
from
call it?
Chocolate
black
City.
Chick Mike?
Black Chick Mike. The dancers from Chocolate City get back together for a trip to Vegas and a chance at $500,000 in prize money to save the nightclub from foreclosure.
That's awesome.
They decide to enter a national stripper competition. They must travel to Vegas to try their luck at winning the
There's also this guy, Michael Glue from Cheltenham, England.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hi, my name is Michael Glue. I'm single. I'm 26 years old.
I need to get some
old.
Water. I'm fucking dying over here. I'll be right back.
You are cute, Sigrid. I love this video.
Michael Jai White is in this movie and Vivica A. Fox.
I love your voice a
and
lot.
And Mel B from the Spice Girls. This is a great cast. That is a good cast. Oh, this guy, Keith Carlos.
Sigrid here. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your support. I'm here with Casper from the band. We're at the airport in Paris. So we're on our way to LA now. And hopefully we'll be on our way to Brazil sometime. That will be so cool. Bye.
What is that?
I don't know. Sigrid Brazil. Fonte Brasileira Sobre Cantora e Compositora Norueguesa Sigrid. So, is she some British singer?
That's pretty cool. What is this?
I don't know. Some Brazilian. I hope we get sued
This is an awesome cup, dude.
That's pretty good.
You know, Dave, I forget his name. Wright, I think. He's a Greek guy.
Magic, right?
That's been listening to the show forever.
Greek guy?
Some Greek guy that does real estate that's been like, he's been writing the show since it started.
Huh?
I don't know. Some guy.
He got you this mug?
He sent it to me, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Dave Wright, I think his name. I forget his name.
Maybe it's not a Greek name.
We used to talk more. I think his like maybe his
Wrightsopoulos.
Right. Yeah. Writes a bunch of child porn.
No, we don't do that.
Writes.
What do you mean write it?
Yeah. Child. If you're describing it in like a novelized.
Yeah.
Fashion.
Lolita's not porn.
Dude, I want to see this movie.
Everyone says
it's
a good book.
Chocolate City: Penis.
Who is this?
Dude, that sushi.
Yeah, this sucks.
That sushi made me feel weird, dude. I'm not who I used to be. Yeah, who is this bitch?
the worst music I've ever heard. Honestly, this is like truly offensive. And this is this was on the Late Show with the fat British guy,
James Corden.
James, yeah, James Marshmallow.
James Corden, who is, by the way, the host of Cumtown. Mm-hmm. He's our favorite late night host.
It's Sigrid. Who is Sigrid? Who is Sigrid?
Sigrid.
Sigrid.
Like cigarette.
I don't understand. I mean, I get is music as bad as comedy?
Probably.
Where, no like, way.
No, I mean,
no
you know,
way.
Where it's like
not
you know,
even
like,
close.
Damn, I'm having trouble breathing.
Music is awesome, dude. Music is like my life.
You're right. There was a lot of salt in that fucking.
Dude, this is just making me feel bad. I want to throw up. This is what I get for not getting a bodega sandwich. I'm never not getting a bodega sandwich for lunch ever again.
Is this a dough?
No, it's suck dick grid.
It's bad, dude.
That's CIA
She's
bullshit.
She's bad.
Okay, I like this one. Hey!
Only because it's got like K-pop vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Should I try and enroll in K-pop Idol School?
Yes.
You think they'll take
okay,
me?
Dude, yes. I'm trying to go over to Korea and be the Michael McDonald of K-pop.
Dude, they're
going to
give me...
Harukarima.
Dude, that would be so awesome. I would just have Korean barbecue for every meal. I'd die in like 4 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, man, they put you on that crazy diet. They get you so much plastic surgery, too.
I would look like a handsome Squidward.
Mm-hmm. You look like a gorgeous
No,
girl.
I would have a big chin.
Squidward.
I would look like handsome Squidward.
Like the Bogdanovich twins.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they're dead, right?
The butt cheeks of Vich twins.
They're dead?
Yeah, they both died at the same time.
They both died together.
Dude, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the kind of...
That's how much they love each
other. Yeah, no woman could ever love them like they loved each other. Mm. They probably hated having sex with women.
Oh, my God. How could you be the perfect man and then demean yourself by having sex with a normal woman?
That's such a good question. That's a really great question.
Those poor fellows. To even have to talk to women.
Anyways, I guess it's back to Ian's Twitter.
Okay, let's go back to that.
Oh, boy, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
We don't have to go back to Ian's Twitter.
I don't even have the fucking...
All right, I guess I'll keep looking at Sigrid's Twitter. Trying to figure out who this is. What the hell is this?
I'm red-pilled, I'm blue-pilled, I'm black-pilled. Hey, gang, I'm addicted to pills. That's pretty good. This tweet is based.
I don't know if it's pretty good.
Should I move to Scandinavia and be the Michael McDonald of K-pop?
Yeah.
100%. Mm. Well, you got to
move to Korea. Sneaking them in. Sneak a couple in. You can always sneak a couple in.
I do want to go back to Korea. I only went that one time. No, man, chill.
What?
You know what?
What? What part about sneaking a couple
That's
in?
Not really. I wouldn't call that one a sneak. That's not really a sneak. No, stop. I'm trying to sneak them in.
I snuck that one in there.
Well, I didn't hear it, and that's fine. Exactly. As long as I didn't hear it. No, stop doing it. Okay. Damn, she's hot.
Who's
Beverly
Sigrid?
Johnson.
Sigrid?
I don't know Sigrid. I don't give a fuck about that bitch.
And Sigrid, you've got a new single coming out. Yes.
Is she hot?
She's pretty.
She's not as hot as Kyla Pratt.
She's very pretty, but...
From the show, from UPN's One-on-One.
Sometimes I'll, like, knock...
Oh, she was also on Dr. Dolittle.
Who, it's
Sigrid?
No, Kyla Pratt.
I'll knock people points down if they're just hot, like they're the standard issue hot of their ethnicity.
She's lovely. Right.
You know what I mean?
Who's Sigrid?
Yeah, I'm falling in love with her.
Shut up, dude.
You already have a...
girlfriend?
No. I said a small dick.
Sigrid is not that hot. She kind of looks weird.
She
looks
like
a real
fucking disgusting piece of pizza.
She looks like a real person.
I don't know why women do that.
What?
They post pictures of themselves eating the worst slice of pizza I've ever seen.
Yeah, you were complaining about Chelsea Manning on Sunday, which will come out soon.
Yeah, the Sunday episode, Nick really goes in on Chelsea Manning's first post after jail.
I guess she looks like a regular bitch, which, you know what? That means...
That's nice.
But here's the thing. If you look regular, then you...
Yeah, but
you
she's not regular. She's a famous person.
Right.
So you'd have to put up
looks
with
like a regular.
You'd have to put up with all of the look.
But she's not good enough in singing to look
Sigrid,
regular.
Sigrid, if you're listening, we've already decided we're not dating you.
Sigrid, we're not. Listen, hold on. I'll let you suck me off, but a couple times even. But no, I don't want a relationship.
Sigrid, I would treat you so good.
Shut up.
Here's what I would do. I'd invite
Stop
you over
kissing
to my
up
apartment,
to Sigrid.
And then I'd explain Ian Fidance to you. And then I'd say, you know what? I just got to show you.
Yeah.
And I'd play the video, and you'd watch me sit here She'd cackling at the Sunglasses Hut crowd work video for hours. Then we'd watch Nash Bridges until my dick gets even softer than it was when you arrived.
I was like, what you don't realize is, like, this is like the Ed Schrader show is like a Baltimore hipster show. And then they book this guy, Tom Myers. Is this Sigrid?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just European enough that it makes me feel like it's like a fake thing.
I'm not interested in Sigrid.
Yeah, well, it's like the music She's and all nice. Of it. It's like fake music that's created for like The Sims or some other alternate reality. Yeah, where, like this is a pop star.
It doesn't
star.
Even sound like she's saying English.
That's right.
Wow, she's with.
But now I'm kind of hooked on the idea of being the.
Does Sigrid have a boyfriend?
I don't know. If you ask that question again, I'm going to spin kick your head off.
Does you really want to fuck Sigrid that bad, dude?
No, I just think she's nice.
Shut up.
She just looks like a nice person.
She doesn't look nice. She looks like a standard issue Danish type bitch.
Honestly, she's not that hot.
Or Norwegian, whatever the fuck
Compared to the pussy that we get, the three of us, she's nothing. Oh, she's kissing someone. She's a fucking
whore. Slut.
Nikolai
whore.
Nikolai Shermer. Oh my god, now I clicked on his profile. He's doing aggressive skiing. Your voice sucks. You're ugly. Fuck you.
I hate you. Oh, Adam scorned
Nikolai.
Now.
Nikolai.
From the he was
Look
the
at this guy. He's so extreme at skiing.
Damn, I want to cut this guy's head off with a fucking katana.
You want to kill Nikolai?
I've never seen him, but if I could eviscerate this man.
You want to kill Nikolai for having sex with
Sigrid? Yeah, soak the slopes of Norway with his fucking gut blood.
Yeah,
and
then have a nice big fucking reindeer pie afterwards.
I'm so mad.
I would honestly love to go on a massive killing spree through Scandinavia. Just
I don't
want to
go there.
Thing. Imagine like a killdozer, but it's got chains with blades on the end and fly around like a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a ground.
Yeah, go to the hospital, bitch. You get free fucking medicine. Why don't you use it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking cunts.
That's the kind of shit I would love.
That place seems like, you know, like it would be pretty,
it's
but
be
it's
funny
also...
when we find out this girl's 12.
That's a great point. She's very likely underage.
Cigarette's
11. This is a 12-year-old. You're talking about letting her suck your dick. I'm like, I want to kill her boyfriend.
Hold on. We'll see how old this bitch is.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, okay. 96. We're good.
No. Oh, my God. She's too old.
She's fucking an old bitch.
Oh, Sigrid Rob himself. That's her last name.
She's related to himself.
Yep. Yeah.
She's a member of the himself family.
Yeah, I think that's her accent. She's from fucking Pennsylvania. Oh, that's an interesting accent. Are you from Pennsylvania?
She's from Ålesund, Norway.
I'm from the Norway.
Oh, you know what, though?
I'm vegan.
That fucking movie, The Norseman or whatever.
Which one?
My dick is on titanium. My dick is on 10,000% of
movie?
That one.
You're naming it. Oh, by the way, Blue Chew will get your dick hard.
Oh,
titanium.
Yeah. If there's not a cool movie about Viking revenge to get your dick hard, then you need chewable tablets from our friends over at BlueChew.com.
Oh, my God.
It's been really nice.
That's why they call him the king of the Segway, this guy.
And the thing is, guys, I've been on tour. I've been living really unhealthy. I've been getting fatter. My circulation is getting worse. But due to Blue Chew, my dick has stayed hard.
The pussy don't stop and the dick keep getting hard.
Just because I'm slowly dying doesn't mean I'm going to stop getting pussy.
Yeah.
And Blue Chew makes it possible for my cock to ignore the warning signs from my body and get hard.
Quite literally, like,
It's the way that nature intended it is how life should be, because you should lose your ability to get a boner and then come to terms with your mortality.
Exactly, right. But not me.
And then you become.
I keep
person.
Getting chewable tablets.
But you can yeah. now take these damn pills from our friends at, or these chewables from right. our friends at BlueChew.com.
Thank you, and they may work faster.
And they may. Whew, it's true.
Possible. Tossed theoretically.
You
speaking.
Can get them the generic ingredients behind Viagra.
Tadalafil, Sildenafil.
Exactly. You can get them in different strengths. You can get different amounts per month.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is go on and talk to one of their licensed medical providers online. No awkward visits to the
Nothing.
Doctor.
Nothing. You don't go to the doctor and say, Doc, my dick is softer than fucking feta cheese. Bulgarian feta cheese, which is softer, by the way.
Softer than Greek. Yeah, wetter.
Secret
wetter,
is a yeah. brand ambassador for Gore-Tex.
She is?
Yeah.
What's That's Gore-Tex?
Well, I'll tell you what it is.
She stays dry.
It's certainly not a chewable that gets your dick hard.
Right.
Maybe she should be a brand ambassador for Blue Chew. In fact, we'll say Blue Chew, officially sponsored by a
By Sigrid.
Sigrid.
Sigrid Solbakrab.
Who's dating Nikolai Skrmer, professional skier from Tromsø.
How the fuck did we start talking about this bitch?
I don't know.
I looked up Michael Glue.
Oh, Michael Glue. That's right. You thought that black kid actor's name was Michael Glue, and then you found a British guy named Michael Glue, and I guess he's a fan of Sigrid?
He is.
Wow.
Okay, that makes sense.
This is great.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's
You're a
awesome.
Fan of Sigrid. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's awesome. What do
Michael
you do for
Glue?
Living? I'm a really bad singer from Norway. Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Fuck yeah, dude.
Follow Ian on Ianimal69 on Twitter. Follow him on TikTok.
Go see him on tour. Give
you
him
know
a standing
I say this about Ian, I guarantee you he fucked Sigrid already.
You think so?
Probably. That's the kind of shit you'd
he
find
He does
out.
Randomly
no, he
fuck
fucked someone.
With
he's
him.
Like, he's yeah, I fucked Sigrid 13 years ago.
Yeah.
In a bathroom and fucking...
Yeah, I fucked Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
Did he?
No,
that would have been awesome.
Did he?
That would
she was around like when
she
I
used
first
to be
moved.
Around. Yeah, I used to I met her a couple times.
Yeah, I just yeah. missed her, unfortunately. Yeah.
You missed your chance to nail Palin.
I would have loved to nail Palin, honestly.
She's
anyway,
much smaller
you go
than
to,
you
you
think.
Go,
She's tiny. You're
yeah,
like,
because
oh,
they film
him.
The actors are a lot smaller. Lexington mm-hmm. Steele's penis is actually 3 inches long.
Yeah.
You know?
He's actually it's Chinese.
It's a lot of cameras.
He's an airbrushed Chinese guy.
Yeah. It's something like Ali Janine. That she's like tall. She's like a
right,
big.
Right. That's true.
Anyway, guys, you go to BlueChew.com. You talk to one of their licensed medical providers online in your own home. And guess what? No, you don't have to go to the fucking pharmacy. They send it in
discreet packaging
to your door. Here's
your neighbors will be like, what the hell is this?
What is this
in
guy
this
getting?
Little brown envelope.
What is he, a spy getting a dossier?
He might
you know,
be.
What is this, fucking James Bond?
I should suck his cock because he's
suck
a spy.
His cock
and guess what?
At BlueChew.com.
It'll be hard. It'll be hard. It'll be hard at BlueChew.com.
Oh, God. I just want to get my cock hard.
Maybe I
hard.
Can get your cock hard for you.
Fuck yeah! Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's awesome. I'm of two minds where I really love to see where it goes, but that moment is also so beautiful and pure.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to spoil it.
I'm never playing the rest of that clip.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to encourage people to take that clip, cut it off there, and repost it.
Yeah.
And try to get that viral. It's like, this yeah. is the best comedian I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Different variations on just fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And that's awesome.
Great. Just make that like a very popular crowd.
You go to BlueChew.com. If you love sex, you love BlueChew.com.
If you love sex,
you'll
love
it. You put in
it.
Promo code CUMTOWN. Guess what, guys? You just pay the shipping, and you get your first month free. That's
Do you
right.
believe it?
You just pay $5 for shipping, and you get a hard cock for a month.
That's
if you
awesome.
Want to keep going, you can keep giving them money. If you don't, if you want just 1 month of hard cock.
That's awesome. What is, oh, this is a really bad, Nick somehow found a really bad Sigrid of deep, not even deep fake, shallow fake.
People are making that?
Dude, I guess Sigrid's God. Famous, dude. Mm.
Sigrid's huge. Dude, Sigrid, please come on the show. I will pop a chew before you're on.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Anyway,
yeah,
it's
dude.
Promo code CUMTOWN or CUMTOWN 20 for $5. Just you just pay the shipping. You get your first month free. It changes your fucking life. How many times do we have to fucking tell you this?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Now, in the Sigrid people also search for, there's somebody named Griff. who I would fuck easily. She also appears to be a singer, so. Griff.
Is the Griff the Chinese one?
She's half Jamaican, half Chinese, according to this Wikipedia question that says, what race
New York
is
Times,
she?
See which brands won't quit Russia. A quick little boycott guide for people that still...
That's a sick combo, dude. Half Chinese, half half fucking Jamaican. You know there's a lot of Chinese people in Jamaica? I was in... One of my jobs out of college was there's like a Teacher of the Year award in Montgomery County, and somehow I like...
You won?
No. I wrote the profiles for them. That was my job. Yeah. And one of them was a lady named like Miss Chin. It was like, her name was like, I don't know, whatever the fuck her name was, Michelle Chin or whatever. And I go there expecting Sigrid getting DP'd.
Sigrid getting DP'd while guys are in the background just beating off.
Damn.
So it's Montgomery County and her name is like Michelle Chin. So I just assume it's going to be like, you know, just a fucking Chinese American lady or whatever. It was a white woman with a Jamaican accent. It was a white lady that grew up in Jamaica who married a Chinese guy from Jamaica.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. It threw me the fuck off.
Wait, she had a Chinese accent?
She had a Jamaican accent. She was white, and her husband was a man. It was
a white lady named Chin.
Hear me now. Who's trying to do a little bit of math?
Yeah, it was
who's trying to do...
I think she was a math teacher.
Which I tell you one, I tell you two, I tell you three.
She was either a math teacher or a bio teacher. I forget. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's when I was like I was a little freelance writer, you know?
Have you seen that video of that white kid that grew up in like China?
Yes, of course. In Singapore.
In Singapore, yeah.
Yeah, the video is hilarious.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I grew up in Singapore.
Yeah, talks
really,
awesome.
Yeah, he talks really good.
Damn. Who's this old bitch on that Cheech is fucking?
That's Paula Deen.
That's not Paula Deen, dude.
Did we say promo code Cumtown?
Yeah.
Promo code Cumtown,
Cumtown 20. You get your first month free.
Fuck yeah, dude.
First month free, just pay the shipping and get your dick harder than it's ever been in your fucking life.
Com. Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Show me your fucking penis.
Fuck yeah, dude. Sigrid can suck my dick. Grid. What are you playing?
This is a Chinese Jamaican recording. How the Chinese influenced Jamaican reggae.
This is good. Why'd you stop it?
My phone glitched.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
I guess Texas charged a woman with murder for having a self-induced abortion.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Good. It's like, if you want to have an abortion, get out of Texas. you can move this to California.
I say it's not good, personally.
Starr County Sheriff's Office arrested 26-year-old Lizelle Herrera on Thursday.
Lizelle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's...
That little motherfucker in the wheelchair is acting a fool over there.
Who's that, Richard?
No, the governor of Texas.
Oh, yeah, he's in a wheelchair. Look at Richard. Do you remember who he plays in Coach Carter? He plays Coach Carter's son, who goes to the private school on a basketball scholarship, and he's like, no, I want to be coached by my dad. So he quit. He de-enlists from the private school without his parents knowing, and then signs up for the public school.
And he just shows up.
And he shows up, and he's like, have you lost your damn mind?
Right.
You know, he gets mad at him.
Right.
But then he's like, all right, come join the team. And everyone's like, oh, fancy boy from the private school. You know
what's always funny about guys?
And he's also light-skinned.
Guys
with
in wheelchairs always sit,
light-skinned with green
they always
eyes.
Sit gay in the wheelchair.
Huh?
You know what I mean? Guys in wheelchairs always like they always sit gay.
Because their legs are small?
Yeah, like, they sit gay.
They're like, I just don't think you should be allowed if you want trans people in schools, you know, with like
that's why they're being homophobic. Yeah, because their
legs are like, they look so gay.
People should make
a movie like Dallas Buyers Club, but it's just a guy that loses the use of his legs and he's sitting like that and he's trying to go to his cowboy bars and they're like, get the hell away from me, you fucking queer. And he's like, I'm the same damn guy I was. It's Dallas Gay Sitting Club.
Dallas Sitting Really Gay Club.
Dallas Sitting like a fucking like a a British debutante. Look at his dumb little legs.
Yeah, he does have dumb little legs.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. It's funny that he's fucking handicapped.
Fuck Texas him. Is open for business and closed for abortion, and you better deal that's with it.
His leg. Yeah, he looks stupid. Fuck him.
Yeah, dude.
Greg Abbott can suck my ball, my little ball sack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a loser.
My legs don't work. Not I like lost us. The use of my legs.
How do you do it? How
fuck
do you lose
yeah,
it?
Dude.
Fuck yeah,
fuck
dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I heard he was he lost awesome. He lost his legs managing a sunglasses.
A sunglasses?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Fuck yeah, dude.
We gotta listen to it again.
Fuck yeah, dude. Damn, dude. This sums up with this sushi. I'm gonna go take a nap after this.
Yeah, I might have to put a little diaper on.
I feel sluggish now.
Lay down in bed, get the diaper on, take a nap, and fucking let nature take its course, dude.
Dude, diaper in bed sounds nice, dude.
Have you gotten into diaper naps?
I've never taken a diaper nap.
So I put a diaper on, I hit a couple of poppers, and then I fucking take a
that's
nap.
That's awesome. Let your ass cheeks fucking clean themselves out.
Just fucking, I keep a trash can right by the bed, and I just wake up. Kick that shit open, diaper off.
Right.
You know, maybe wipe myself a bit, pants back on, go about my day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Because I hate having to lose a half hour of sleep to shit.
You got to get one of those trash cans with like the lid on it.
Of course, because you want to keep the shit smell.
Because, yeah, it smells contained. Fucking. Yeah. I tried just leaving them like by the dirty clothes. Yeah. And the fucking, you know, the upstairs.
No, that makes sense. But, you know, upstairs, that's trial and error.
The upstairs neighbor complained and fucking 311 came out.
Right.
They do a welfare check because they thought, you know.
Your parents were abusing you?
Yeah, something like that. I'm just trying a new thing. I'm trying a new way to nap.
This is natural. We weren't meant to shit in toilets.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so when I do it, it's a fucking municipal crime. Meanwhile, the governor of Texas lives his life that way.
Yeah, you want to get the city involved.
This guy's out there calling trans people freaks while he's literally shitting himself.
He shits himself all the time.
And sitting like a princess.
But I can't shit in my own
bed.
That's
the craziest thing. You see him there.
I can't shit myself in my own bed of my own volition.
He's perched there with his tiny legs. You know he's got a diaper on, and he's like, children shouldn't be exposed to men holding hands.
Right. Yeah. Well, they shouldn't be exposed to your legs then either, Chief.
Yeah, you're disgusting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people saying, like, ableism, it doesn't matter if you're taking shots at a fascist. Ableism is never okay. And my answer to those questions, or those people, is you're going to have to speak up because I'm hard of hearing.
Ooh.
So a little Uno reverse on you.
Very that's nice.
Right. I'm actually fucking deaf.
Right. And then they sign something to you. You're like,
I didn't learn sign language.
I didn't learn that.
What, just because I'm deaf, I got to know sign language?
I'm illiterate.
What's next? Black people got to eat fried chicken? Is that what, that's the next thing?
And they're like, that's not even close to the same thing.
What's next?
You're bigoted ass.
You're bigoted fucking stereotypes about the deaf that they all know sign language. Mm-hmm. You piece of shit. Who's this guy? Oh, it's this guy.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, he was the bodyguard in True Romance. He was also in a sitcom. He plays, maybe it's According to Jim. Is he Jim Belushi's friend?
That guy used to be around all
the
time.
Was he a wrestler?
No, he
just
looks
like
one.
He had a wrestling look.
Yeah, he had the ponytail. He was the blonde ponytail bodyguard in True Romance. I love that movie, dude.
Great flick. Dude, Don Johnson is such a piece of ass.
Yeah, Tony Soprano is great in it.
He really is, dude. Mm.
Yeah, it's great.
It's almost just
like... I feel bad I got to hurt you, sweetheart.
It honestly just feels like young Tony Soprano. Like,
he's great.
I'm going to make it hurt. I'm sorry, but I got to fuck
you. Do you remember that movie, The Mexican?
He doesn't do Tony voice. In there.
Not Tony voice, but the character is like a mobster, you know.
Yeah, I know, but he's not doing the...
Yeah.
Do you remember The Mexican?
But he doesn't do his own voice
I
got
to suck you off.
He doesn't do his own voice either, because his own voice is kind of like...
I got to put your penis in my mouth. I got to suck your penis. I got to suck what? Now I got to suck your penis.
Oh, look, it's
off.
This guy. The guy from the David Lynch movie.
Which movie?
I don't fucking know that one.
Why this guy's in a fucking wheelchair?
Get the fuck up out of that fucking chair.
Get out of the fucking chair.
You look
chair.
Like a fucking faggot.
Get out of the fucking chair.
Stand up like a man. Stand up like a man.
Stand up like a man.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his tiny little legs. Look at his tiny little legs.
The diner. Yeah, yep. The dumpster. That's the scariest thing in any movie ever.
In what movie?
In fucking Mulholland Drive. Fuckley's.
In Fuckley's Day Out.
Yeah, this guy's scary.
You know what's really scary?
What's that?
You sucking my dick.
That's awesome.
You know what? You never see a Chinese guy in a wheelchair. They never have.
I think you do.
No, yeah, you. They've never.
Asian.
Why?
Because they do harakiri. They do seppuku.
Seppuku.
Yeah. All right, guys. So it's been a great episode of Come Town.
Really? That's awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, in 7, 6, 5.
Stock
dude, this one flew. This was a great episode.
Two. Yeah. Shout out to Ian Fidance. Thanks a lot, everyone.